We could be looking at a real jobs theme for this week in the U.S. economy, the first full week of the year. Stats for December and the entire year 2014 will be released this week. A number of employment-related numbers for private payrolls as well, unemployment insurance applications, all amidst a period of declining gas prices and expected increased new car sales. Those numbers will also come out this week, and they bear directly on hiring and wage levels in manufacturing. On top of all that, 20 states in the District of Columbia upped their minimum wage on January 1st, either automatically or because of legislative action. A majority of states now have a minimum wage that exceeds $7.25 an hour. Christine Owens is executive director of the National Employment Law Project. She joins us from Washington, D.C. Christine, welcome to The Takeaway.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So at the low end, we've got a higher minimum wages, and we do seem to have a upward trend in wage levels and hiring in the economy generally. How do you see all this?
I think the economy has finally kicked in, and we are seeing strong job creation and job growth. And we are certainly seeing some wage growth. We're not seeing it at the bottom of the labor market, unfortunately. And that is one of the reasons that these state minimum wage increases are so important. We really need something to lift wages at the bottom of the labor market, which then has a beneficial spillover impact throughout the economy and throughout the labor market generally.
We hear quite a lot that the argument against the minimum wage is that it results in layoffs because employers don't want to absorb labor costs, higher labor costs from the minimum wage. I'm wondering if the general sense of confidence among businesses in this general environment that I ticked off there in the introduction might suggest that employers are, in fact, willing to absorb some of these costs and that we wouldn't see accompanying layoffs.
I think that's absolutely right. You know, I'm reminded of a political debate in which Ronald Reagan once said, "There they go again." The truth is, we always hear these arguments about layoffs and failure to hire resulting from wage increases at the bottom of the labor market. But the evidence just does not support that. There's so many other factors that determine whether or not employers are going to be hiring. And raising the minimum wage is simply not one of those factors. We raised the minimum wage twice in the 90s, once under the first President George Bush, and then again under President Bill Clinton. And in the latter part of the 90s, we had the strongest wage growth and the strongest job creation that we've had over a 40-year period. So there's just not really any evidence that raising the minimum wage is much of a contributor at all in terms of job loss. And in fact, on the contrary, putting more money in the pockets of low and moderate wage earners who spend what they earn is actually good for the economy. The Economic Policy Institute has estimated that these state minimum wage increases will pump over $800 million into the economy because low-wage earners will have more to spend, and they need it, and they will spend it.
Finally, what's the gap between the minimum wage now in a majority of the states of $7.25 an hour and the demands among fast food workers, also on the low-end scale, of upwards of $15 an hour and their attempts to unionize?
Well, there are a few places, the city of Seattle, the city of SeaTac, that have, in fact, are moving toward a $15 minimum wage. But I think you're right that the fast food workers are looking for their employers to come to the table and negotiate a package of fair wages and fair benefits. So far, the fast food companies have not been willing to do that. But I think that as we see minimum wage rates going up in a number of places, we may well see some more willingness on the part of these corporations to sit down with their employees and to negotiate a fairer wage for their labor.
A positive momentum. We'll see if it has enough momentum to move into the summer months where the minimum wage is really important to temporary workers. Christine Owens, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Christine Owens is executive director of the National Employment Law Project.